Did you ever have any games like that in high school? Or not games, or...
Elementary school.
All right, what were some of the ones you did?
Red belly.
What's that?
Dull the guys in the pad of the stomach till it got red.
And what would, you know, would you, did they just, would the person let you do that?
Or
would
no, you, no.
Hold them down?
That's about it. That's all I can think of.
You ever have any kind of dare games where you would...
Oh, yeah? No.
Dare, you know, dare somebody to do something?
Yeah, maybe, but that's what we call it, a dare game.
You never, you just never call it a game.
All right.
Okay. Some berries that grow in the woods that are not good to eat and they could possibly kill you, you say that they are...
poisonous.
Okay. Do you know of any tall bushes with... they got cloisters of kind of beautiful pink and white flowers. Flowering bushes that bloom in late spring. You know anything that you might call that?
Cherry tree.
Okay. How about, you ever heard of the term laurel? Okay. Or spoon hunt or spoon wood. Okay. How about the large flowering tree with real shiny leaves, has big white flowers, leaves, a prickly seed pod about the
orchid.
Size.
Orchid. Orchid.
No, this is a tree now. It's, it leaves a seed pod about the size of a cucumber. They're really famous for the South, and everybody talks about the these that grow in this area, you know, in the South. And most hotels are talking about that. You ever heard the term magnolia?
Oh, yeah.
Do they have any of those around here?
I don't know.
If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says, I must ask...
my husband.
Okay. And a man would say, I must ask...
my wife.
Okay, any other terms you might use for those?
Nah.
Okay. A woman who has lost her husband is called what?
Widower. Widow.
Okay. And the man whose son you are is called your...
father.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what did you call your father when you were a little boy? What's
it? Dad.
You call him Dad. You ever call him anything else like Daddy or
Daddy
or Pop or Pa or Father? Okay. And your father's wife is called your
mother.
Okay. And what names did you call your mother when you were young? What was your
mom, mommy?
Okay. And your father and mother together are called your
parents.
Okay. All right, your father's father is called your...
grandfather.
And what was your affectionate terms that you might use for your...
grandpa.
Grandpa. Okay, did you ever have any special ones, like the family have any special ones they refer to? Mm-hmm. How about, now his wife is, it was your...
grandmother.
Okay, and what was...
grandma.
It? Grandma. Any special names for that? Okay. How about names that for your grandmother and grandfather? Their peers, their older peers, would they have any, or you know, say your parents, would your parents refer to them as any...
Dad, Mom.
Okay, but did they have any, granddad, grandmom type of names? So well, the reason I ask that is, you know, like some families do that. Like, I can think of one family that the older people sometimes pick up nicknames, you know. One family, the patriarch, the older man, the great-grandfather, was called Man Bill, and that was it. Everybody called him that.
And they was this in Alabama?
No, this was in Illinois.
Huh?
And it's from a Germanic family. So even though, you know, it's a lot of families do that, that's the reason I am. Okay. Your sons and daughters would be called your...
children.
Okay. Anything else you might call them?
Kids.
Okay. How about a pet name for a child? Just a name that you might a name that you humor, you know, a pet name, you know, it's a likable name that you'd call a child.
I don't know. Support. I don't know.